It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We all expect a while to be written as one word. But if you write a lot as one word, you can expect a scolding about your spelling.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is Anne Curzan, University of Michigan English professor. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
A lot. A-L-O-T. You see this all over the internet, all over social media, and it drives some people crazy. I'm one of them. How did we get into that, a lot as one word?
The expression a lot has a nice history to it. So I thought we'd back up to the Old English and the word in Old English that is pronounced hlot. It has an H on the front. That combination H-L was possible in Old English. A loaf of bread was a hlaf, H-L-A-F. So a hlot was an object, often a piece of wood, that was used in deciding disputes. This practice goes back to ancient times, ancient Greece, where, for example, you'd mark that piece of wood, you put them all in a helmet or some other receptacle, and then one would be pulled, and that would be how you would decide a dispute, divide up the plunder or the property was by lots. And that's where we get expressions like what falls to a person by lot, by inheritance or distribution. So that's the origins of the word lot. And then it has to travel a little bit to get to the expression a lot. By the 17th century, it refers to a plot of land, and we can still do that. That's my lot, where my house is. Mm-hmm. Around the same time, it also can refer to a number of persons or things of the same kind. And I was thinking, do we still do that? And we do, if you think about an expression like a sentence, the people who do this work are an interesting lot.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or you buy in large lots. You buy something in big quantities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we get a similar thing of, if you want to buy the whole group, you will say, I'll take the whole lot.
Exactly.
So those are all related to each other. It's not until the beginning of the 19th century that lot starts to mean just a great deal of something. And that's when we get lots and lots, mm-hmm. as well as a lot. Now, you're not the only one who doesn't like a lot when it's written as one word. There is a blog called Hyperbole and a Half. And the author of this blog has a post called "The Allot is Better Than You at Everything." And the author has created the allot. It's this imaginary creature to help the author, as I say, to deal with my compulsive need to correct other people's grammar. And there are these hilarious cartoons where you take a sentence like, I care about this a lot.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of this cartoon character with an allot that looks a little bit like a yak.
Yeah.
And they care about this a lot.
A lot, yes.
Now, I have to say right now, if you write a lot as one word, it gets auto-corrected.
Does it? Then why do we keep seeing it everywhere?
Well, I think sometimes you'll see it in the comment section where it may not get corrected. But certainly in my Word document, if I write a lot, it gets separated out into two words.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to note that historically, when we have these kinds of expressions where two words are used together for one meaning, they can pretty frequently become one word. We have a while.
Mm-hmm.
We have another, which started as an other. We also have words like already, which was two words. Forever, nonetheless, somewhat, all of these used to be two words. They have become one, and that's standard. But if you use a lot as two words right now, not standard, you can expect to be corrected.
We will save all right for another time, shall we?
We shall.
Thank you, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.